A Mirthquake Hits Jamestown. That was the headline in an ad promoting Forever Darling in the Jamestown Post-Journal in 1956. And Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz actually visited Jamestown for the world premiere of their new movie at the Dipson's Palace Theater in Jamestown, which they called the showplace of the Chautauqua region. We have photos from the visit and grainy home movies of Desi waving from a parade float and Lucy in her white fur coat on the red carpet in Jamestown. The two arrived by helicopter and took Jamestown by storm, as well as the nearby village of Celeron, where Lucy actually grew up. Among the spots she visited were Jamestown General Hospital, Bigelow's Department Store, and she made an address at the Crystal Ballroom in the Hotel Jamestown. 25,000 people turned out on a cold, snowy February day in Chautauqua County to see the woman who was the biggest star in the world at that point. When her helicopter landed outside Jamestown High School, she was greeted by a marching band and dozens of students lining up to spell, "Welcome, Lucy and Desi," visible from the air. That same sense of excitement in Jamestown today as the National Comedy Center opens there in Lucy's hometown.